Mom.
Welcome to More Than Meets the Mom, where two moms of three find strength in the chaos and redefine motherhood as the start of something greater. We're here to empower each other and you to prioritize wellness, embrace the messy moments, and discover the power that comes from taking care of ourselves while raising our families.
Because motherhood isn't the end of who we are. It's the beginning of something extraordinary. Join us as we dive into real conversations about self-care, mindset, and the journey to becoming our strongest, most confident selves inside and out.
I love you.
I love you, Mom.
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 I love you, Mommy.
We're your hosts, Kristen and Becca, and this podcast is all about you, Mom.
We know it's the little things that make a big impact. So in this episode of More Than Meets the Mom, we're going to be highlighting a mini moment. This is a moment that struck us either with a laugh, a lesson, or maybe even a challenge that impacts us as moms. These quick, heartfelt reflections remind us all in the beautiful chaos of motherhood, it's these moments that help us grow. So grab a cup of coffee or settle in for a few minutes as you're doing the laundry or the dishes, and let's dive into this week's mini moment together.
Today's mini moment is brought to you by Be Like the Cookie. So the other night we had fortune cookies. We didn't have Chinese food. We went over to my parents and they had Chinese food, and there were three fortune cookies sitting on the table. So the kids only had fortune cookies. Morgan opens hers up. She doesn't read it. Jackson reads it to her. It says, "If you rigidly hold on to the expectation of things being straight, you're likely to be disappointed when they deviate from the path." And she's like, what the heck does that mean? And so we took a moment to talk about what it means. It's like, if you expect things to go one way and you are so set in that, and it goes another way, which is typically what happens in life, you're kind of setting yourself up to feel sad. She's like, all right, cool. We move on. It was like, not a big discussion. Okay. So then this morning, we were getting ready for school, and she desperately wanted to wear this workout outfit that she had gotten for her birthday last year, and it was too big for her last year. My kids are very small. They do not grow very quickly, and it hasn't fit her yet. And so she had actually brought it to our trip that we just went on to California and didn't get a chance to wear it because we didn't work out because the grass was very wet. All that to say, she saw this outfit when we got home, goes, oh my God, I didn't get to wear that on the trip. Freaks out. So we made the plan. We are going to wear it on Wednesday to school so you can have it for gymnastics. So this morning she wakes up. First thing she says, where's my outfit? So as we're going downstairs, me, the one who likes to be prepared to prepare my children, says, okay, honey, I know you want to wear this outfit. However, I just want you to know it may still be too big. And if that's the case, we're going to have to wear something else. And she looks at me and I'm thinking she's going to say, no, I'm wearing the outfit. Like, I'm wearing the outfit. I've been planning this. This is happening. She looks at me and she goes, okay, Mom, I'll be like the cookie. Be like the cookie. The cookie, the fortune cookie from the day before. She held on to that. She took the message. I'm expecting to wear this. This is my straight path. And if it deviates, I want to not be sad. I'm going to be like the cookie.
Oh, my God. Isn't that amazing? That is so powerful, because I just think of how easy it is to be rigid in life, to have expectations, to have desires of how something's going to go. And when it doesn't go that way, feeling disappointed. And then when that happens so many times, it's really easy to suppress hope to avoid disappointment. And so we start not planning for things or not expecting things to happen. And all of a sudden we go to the other side of that pendulum. We swing it from this is how it's going to be to all of a sudden so loosey-goosey about it that we are not being proactive in our life to make plans, to get excited about wearing a workout outfit. And can we just pause on that? I'm just thinking from my own life, like, oh my gosh. What if I was that excited about having something to look forward to in the morning, like a workout outfit, a new workout outfit, that I wake up excited to wear it and to be able to have that excitement, to not suppress the hope, the joy, the excitement, to avoid disappointment, but then to be able to have the balance to be like the cookie, where it's like, okay, well, this is what I had hoped for. And if it doesn't work out, I'll figure something else out.
Oh, man, we could all learn something from a five-year-old.
I know. And it also got me thinking, like, my oldest is quite rigid. I think he gets it from me. His teacher said to him something this year that really clicked that I've been using, which is, we're going to be funky and flexible. It's like a silly phrase or whatever, but it stuck with him. Okay, I got to be funky and flexible and change it up sometimes. And so Morgan has heard that as well. So this morning when we were talking about Be Like the Cookie, she also said, I'll be able to be funky and flexible. So those are the two phrases that we want you to take away from today, is you can have hope, expectations. Please have hope and expectations. However, be like the cookie. Be funky and flexible. Be prepared that if life throws you a curveball, which it often does, that you'll be able to handle it. And also, she did get to wear the outfit today.
I fit! Okay, this also gets me thinking, if you are a This Is Us fan, if you've watched the show This Is Us, in season one, the doctor says, you were handed lemons and you made lemonade. And that just made me think of that too, but these mini moments, these small phrases are so powerful because they're easy to remember. And so the next time that you feel like something's been disrupted, be like the cookie. How simple is that to remember, to be able to be a little loosey-goosey and be a little flexible and to be able to hold that with you as you navigate day-to-day life.
If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe and share it with fellow moms who might need a reminder that they too are allowed to feel confident in motherhood. Follow us on Instagram at More Than Meets The Mom for more inspiration. See you next time.
I love you.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mommy.